PGA Tour presents the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America, streaming live on PGATour.com. Follow us today and every day on Twitter at Golf Talk America. Now, the Golf Talk America crew.
And welcome in, everybody, the 2018 PGA Merchandise Show, Golf Talk America Live. Go to golftalkamerica.com or go to pgatour.com/podcast. We're brought to you today by Prime Sport. Prime Sport for all your hospitality and ticketing needs for every major event and all of sport and concerts around the world. Go to primesport.com. Check them out. The other company that represents our, we represent, is also a great friend and has been the oldest continuous sponsor of Golf Talk America since our inception, and that would be the French Lick Resort. Go to FrenchLick.com. And joining me, taking the place of Tim Matthews this week, is my good friend from the French Lick Resort, Brendan Sweeney. Hey, buddy.
Hey, Frank. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, man. This is a lot of technical fun this morning, huh?
It's a two-stroke penalty. You started a couple minutes late, but we'll get on with it.
I'm just a little wired.
No coffee needed for this man.
I just want to say that, Lord, please forgive me for my thoughts and my sayings this morning because they were out of control. But this was fun stuff, and we are here live at the 2018 PGA Merchandise Show, the 47th iteration of this show. We're here on the main radio stage, and we're joined this morning, let's just get right to it, by another good friend and a man who represents a cause that is unparalleled. And we are honored and proud to have Russ Holden from Caddy for a Cure joining us this morning. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning, guys. Great to be here with you.
It's good to have you, man. What have you been up to?
Well, we just had our annual Liberty Mutual Invitational last week, and it was a huge success in South Florida at the Parkland Golf and Country Club. And another hallmark achievement for us, we were able to, as a culmination of all the work that we do all year long, as well as all the caddying, we were able to gift a wonderful service dog to a wounded Green Beret. Sergeant First Class Randy Nance from Dallas, Texas came in, and we were able to put that all together, and it was a humbling experience to be able to gift Sergeant Nance with that dog.
I just saw that. I wish I had been there at that event. We had Chris DeMaine down there with you, and his friend, buddy, pal. I don't know what we call her, but she's sweetheart.
Great.
Great. She's great. Sorry that I missed that event. I would have loved to have been there, but keep us in mind for your next events. We'll come do live shows and promote your cause anywhere, anytime, for any reason. We'll be happy to.
Well, that brings up to the next question. Tell us a little bit about Caddy for a Cure.
Sure. Caddy for a Cure came really from my own experiences. As we just talked about, Brendan, I had never caddied. This is my 33rd year as a member of the PGA of America here at the PGA Show. Great time to be able to announce that. And when I was at my club in South Florida, in Boca Raton, Florida, at Woodfield Country Club, there was a German golfer there named Bernhard Langer. Who
finished second in the 2015 Senior A PGA Camp Championship.
One of the highlights of his career, yeah, actually fantastic.
Presented by KitchenAid.
A week up there at French Lick. But, yeah, Bernhard asked me to come caddy for him one week in 1991. John Daly's stage entry into the world of golf at Crooked Stick, and I was hooked. I loved it. You know, I had so much fun, and I knew that people would be wanting to come out and trade places with me for a day. Fast forward a little bit, 1993, August 25th, 1993, Christian Collins was born. One of my assistants had a child with Fanconi anemia, a rare bone marrow disorder that's rather lethal. In fact, his brother, Kalen, right now, born 5 years later, also has FA, and he's just been diagnosed with oral cancer and is going to undergo surgery next week. This was my family, and I was living, breathing, and literally dying with this on a day-to-day basis, and I wanted to do something about it. I wanted to raise awareness and raise money for it, and through my experience caddying for Bernhard, I knew that average golfers would want to come inside the ropes and caddy, so I laid out a business plan and went to the tour, and they gave me a big thumbs up and wrapped their arms around us, and here we are 15 years later, still caddying for a cure.
So if I want to become a caddy for the cure, how do I log on? How do I get involved with a professional PGA tournament?
We have a great website, caddyforacure.com. We spell it with a Y, CaddyForAcure.com, Caddy for a Cure. And there you can see all about the charities we support and some of our past history and a bunch of testimonials, as well as look at all the players who are coming up. We're at the beginning of the season right now, but you know, last year we had greats like Adam Scott and Justin Thomas, Rory McIlroy, Caddy for a Cure with us up at the Northern Trust. Jordan Spieth was with us in Chicago at the BMW, and all had great experiences, and we fully expect that they'll be on board once again this year for another Caddy for a Cure experience somewhere.
Well, what was the biggest ticket item?
Last year it would have been Rory McIlroy, and you know, frankly, that was really not only a great experience for the civilians that came in, but as you know, both of you, that we have a military component to what we do. We support Birdies for the Brave. We're aligned with them, the military outreach of the PGA Tour. But we had Master Sergeant Todd Nelson came in from San Antonio to escort that week. And Todd has had over 40 surgeries on his head and mouth. He lost his right eye. A car bomb detonated next to him in Kabul in 2007. And we were honored to have Master Sergeant Todd Nelson come with Rory. And it's really interesting when we put these wounded service members who've given so much, it's always interesting as to who is captivated more with who. We thought, here, you're going to spend the whole day with Rory McIlroy, and I think Rory was more captivated by Master Sergeant Nelson than vice versa.
Justifiably so, also. I mean, justifiably so.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, you know, the players love it because they get to see it. The people who are along with them in the Pro-Am enjoy it. Obviously, the tour being incredibly military appreciative, love it. And again, with our brotherhood that we share with Birdies for the Brave, it's just sort of a natural thing to be able to, in our way, our feeble way of being able to say thanks to these men and women that raised their right hand, for us to be able to sit here free as we are right here up on the stage at the PGA Show.
Absolutely. Well said. Now, you and I were at the Honda Classic together last year. We had a little fun. Brian Mast, who was just at your last event, he's our congressman from the 20th Congressional 18th Congressional District of Florida. Brian was a wounded warrior, and what a great guy. What a great person.
Yeah, he's an Army Ranger, double amputee, lost his legs, and he came to me a couple of years ago, and he at a private lunch, announced to me that he wanted to continue to keep serving. And I said, my goodness gracious, you've given so much. You've given just short of your life. What is it that you want to do? And he announced that he wanted to run for United States Congress, and he was successful and achieved that seat, and we were honored to have him. He recited the Pledge of Allegiance for our event. We had Lexi Thompson, our Coral Springs native and world superstar, number one U.S. golfer in the world. Lexi graced us with her presence. But to hear Brian recite the Pledge of Allegiance and the story about the Pledge of Allegiance, there wasn't a dry eye in the house, and it was just awesome.
Is it the basically the Red Skelton? Remember the Red Skelton edition where he says, I, me, an individual, an American?
You know, he actually talked about some POWs that were in the Hanoi Hilton, and he talked about how they were beaten just short of their death, of their life, and they were sewing. They were taking pieces of bamboo and taking pieces of fabric from their shirts and making a flag. And every night they would stand up and recite the Pledge of Allegiance until the guards would discover that they were reciting it to a homemade American flag. And with their eyes closed shut and their bodies just completely wounded, they would continue again to make yet another flag, and they would recite that. And when Brian finished that, we all stood up, put our hand over our heart, and recited the Pledge of Allegiance. So that was pretty compelling. Last week.
That's really neat stuff. We're joined by Russ Holden. Russ is the founder and, I guess, CEO, if you will, of Caddy for a Cure. Go to caddyforacure.com and check them out and get involved, participate, to be part of what they do.
Russ, thanks, man.
You're the best.
We appreciate it.
Thanks for all your support, and thanks for having us on here. And if anybody of your listeners out there want to Caddy for a Cure, give us an email, send all our contact information on the site. We'll be happy to see what we can do to make an experience happen for you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Russ Holden,
Caddy
for a Cure.
Thank you, buddy. We appreciate you, as always. Say hello to your beautiful wife for us, and we'll see you soon, pal.
Dude, thanks.
Yeah, absolutely. Brendan, that kind of choked me up. I mean, just listening to that.
I tell you what.
We've had a lot going on the past few days here at the PGA Merchandise Show, and outside of the technical problems that we had this morning, which
it's all smooth
is
now.
Why I'm talking 300 miles per hour.
Slow it down. Bring it to the safe lane.
Bring it to the safe lane. Brendan Sweeney from the French Lick Resort joining me. Prime Sport sponsors Golf Talk America this week at the PGA Merchandise Show. PrimeSport.com for all your hospitality, ticketing, anything you want to go to, you name it, they can do it. The Masters is a pretty good one. The NCAA Final Four is a pretty cool one. The Daytona 500, the Kentucky Derby, and on and on and on and on and on.
So, senior LPGA Championship.
Senior LPGA Championship. They work very well with the PGA of America. They have a great relationship. So PrimeSport.com and go to FrenchLick.com and check them out.
But right
so
now.
So, Brendan, I'm going to throw it down to you and let you introduce this guy that I don't know who he is or where he came from. I hadn't seen him in forever. But introduce our next guest.
All right. All the way from the great town of Chicago, my hometown. Let's give it up for the Western Golf Association, Mr. John Kaskowski.
Guys, thanks for having me.
What's going on with the WGA?
Well, we're a little cold based in Chicago. It's we've had a tough winter so far, but that's what we get. But we're doing great. Western Golf Association, as you know, has been around for 100-plus odd years, and we're ticking right along. We got some exciting things happening tournament-wise. We got some exciting things happening scholarship-wise, and we got some great stuff happening in the caddy world as well.
So you have 19 universities that you're sending kids through at the Evans Scholar Program. I grew up as a caddy at Medina Country Club, so I know it's a very, very close, near thing to me. But, you know, with the WGA, what they're doing now for the kids, but not only growing the game, you're trying to get more kids involved with the game. How are you going about that?
Well, first of all, don't they still call you maybe the greatest caddy in the history of Medina?
The second greatest caddy.
The what? Whoa,
Mo Jones was it.
Where did that come from? Uh-oh. Can't tell that on the air.
The, you know, obviously at our core is the Evans Scholars Program and youth caddying, right? And we feel very strongly about the values of youth caddying as it relates to helping young people find jobs, helping them build life skills, work hard, and meet people that they typically wouldn't. And they get a chance to spend 4 hours with people that have been successful in business and medicine or any type of industry. And we just think that youth caddying also leads to creating future golfers.
Amen.
Many of us caddied as younger people, and we got introduced to the game that way. We got to play on Monday afternoons, and offered us exposure, I guess, to learn how to play.
Well, I know at the French Lick Resort, where I'm headquartered, we started the caddy program in 2009, and I think as of now we have 11 kids enrolled in colleges. But it's a life-changing event. The kids are making great money, but they're also learning how to deal with professionals on a day-to-day basis. Just went dead.
There you go. Brenda's back through the magic of radio. We have the Radio Shack is not our sponsor. Can you tell?
We're struggling here on day two of the Orange County Convention and Visitors Bureau. So
hey, John, I know he's been talking to you. We were up in Crooked Stick, 2 years ago with you guys and had a fabulous time. Got a little muddy.
Oh, yeah.
A great story about the rain. I have to tell this with John up on the stage with us. So we're up at your hospitality, and you know the hill kind of behind the patio there that
of course.
Got a little
money?
Oh, yeah.
The nicest, prettiest young lady in a gorgeous white outfit came walking out
with two cocktails in her hand,
and started down the hill, and I looked at Brenda and said, no, don't do that. She went down on her back, on her fanny, slid down the hill, stood up, turned around, held the drinks up, didn't spill a drop, and everyone applauded. So she is now the public relations director for the WGA. No, I'm kidding. But it was a really great story. I mean, it was funny, and she took it like a champion, and that outfit was toast.
I wish I had seen it. It's, as you know, Crooked Stick was phenomenal for us.
Oh, absolutely.
Great venue. We got a great presence, you know, not only at that club, but throughout the state of Indiana for the Evans Scholars Program. And it just helps build our brand, build the message of championships and scholarships.
But you also have, you know, the Western Junior, the Western Amateur, the BMW Championship. But now you guys are going to manage the Constellation at Exmoor?
Yeah, so we're excited about it. The Constellation Energy Senior Players Championship is at Exmoor Country Club in Highland Park, Illinois, which is on the north shore of Chicago. It's a wonderful old Donald Ross golf course that has recently done a major, I guess, a renovation maybe is the right word, restoration. And I think it's a real hidden gem in terms of golf courses in the Chicagoland area. The best players on the Champions Tour, their Senior Players Championship, are going to be in Chicago in July playing Exmoor, which is a great facility.
Well, there's a lot of golf going on in Chicago this summer. We have the first ever senior women's U.S. Open out at Chicago Golf in July. John Deere, it's out in the western part of the state, and then your couple tournaments.
Don't forget about KPMG LPGA Championships at Kemper as well. So, yeah, it's a competitive marketplace. People don't realize that, Chicago's a great golf town. It's not only a great golf playing town, in other words, a lot of great places to play. There's a lot of tournaments that happen there.
And, that's great.
There's a web.com event as well. Our job is to figure out how to stand out amongst the competition, if you will.
Now, you're taking the BMW Championship to Pennsylvania this year?
We are. We're lucky. We're very fortunate to be able to play Aronimink Golf Club in Philadelphia, which has been the host of numerous championships. And it was a great opportunity for us to take the BMW Championship to a place that's never been, Philadelphia, in Aronimink. And the support that we've received from the golf fans, the corporate community, has been great. So far, so good. It's, it was a tough decision we made 10 years ago to take the tournament in and out of Chicago. In other words, rotate it to cities outside of Chicago every, I guess, even year. And it's turned out great for us. Taking it to places like Indianapolis, Denver, Philadelphia has really been, it's been a boon for the bottom line of the tournament, which means it's a boon for the Evans Scholars Foundation.
Now, fundraising for the Evans Scholar Foundation goes through the Park Club. So if someone wants to get involved, make a donation, what do they do?
It's easy. You could go online. You go to WGAESF.org and click on Join the Park Club. And it's real simple. We're happy to take any donations that we can, because at the end of the day, it's a grassroots fundraising organization. We raise $20 million a year that goes directly to the education of young men and women that caddy.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Kaskowski from the Western Golf Association.
Thank you, John.
Thanks, guys.
So much, buddy.
Have a great show. Is there anything that you're looking at inside the show?
Well, I was just looking forward to this. This was the highlight of my show.
All right. Airport's 20 minutes away.
Yeah, John, all I want you to say is who you are, and you're listening to Golf Talk America right now.
Hi, this is John Kaskowski, and you're listening to Golf Talk America.
There it is. Perfect. That sounds good. We're going to use that as a bumper for our new WGA initiative.
I'm John Kaskowski.
And this is Golf. John Kaskowski.
Will the real John Kaskowski please step up?
I am standing up. All right.
Thanks, Jack.
John,
thanks,
thank you so much. We appreciate it, buddy. Thank you.
All right, Brent.
All right, Mr. Sweeney, let's take a quick break, because when we come back, we're going to have a special guest, almost as special as John Kaskowski. It'll be Steve Elkington from Secret Golf when we come back on Golf Talk America on PGAtour.com.
Thank you. I saw you doing some at Golf, the demo day.
Yeah, I did it with...
I saw you, Sweeney.
Hey, there's that music.
We're
back.
Do
you have a margarita, Brendan Sweeney? I'm ready for a margarita.
I tried to drink all the tequila music in Orlando last night.
I'm parched. How about you? What do you think? Are you going to answer me or not?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was watching Jan Stevenson.
Well, I know you were. Both you guys were.
It never gets old.
You know what?
She
somebody
was the
special joining us. You hear that voice, and you know who that guy is. He's one of our favorite people, one of our favorite PGA professionals. But now he does something that's a secret, but it's really not a secret, and that's Steve Elkington joining us. Hey, buddy.
Hey.
How are you, man?
Mate, this is the first time I've ever been to the golf show.
Really?
Yeah. I used to make sure that I would write in my contract that I did not have to go to the golf show.
I don't blame you.
And it's pretty dang impressive. A lot of people have told me when I go across the country that they want this on their bucket list. And I'm not sure why.
Well, maybe the ice bucket list. I don't know. But this is craziness.
Well, and we work at night. So yeah, that's where we make all of our contacts at. you just sit up here.
Last night was a really special night. We had a great time with Kevin Frisch last night. But anyway, back to Steve Elkington joining us. Followed you for years and loved your game, loved your sense of humor.
Thank you.
Loved your approach to the business of golf, which is really cool. And now you have a special endeavor you're doing called Secret Golf. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, I will. I'd like to, when I left the tour and 5 years ago, I just felt like everywhere I go, people want to know what I know. And I kind of call it the intellectual property of a tour player. It's always been there. Jack Nicklaus, all the greats have always had decades and decades and decades of knowledge. My job at Secret Golf is to extract that knowledge out of our top players, We have 26 players on the roster at Secret Golf, including five of the best LPGA players. And what we do there is we get all their content, everything they know about the swing, grip, everything you could possibly imagine. And with the emergence of all this technology, we're now able to deliver this content to consumer personally, what they need, what they actually need for their swing.
Wow. So on your website, secretgolf.com, it's a beautiful website, by the way, I got to tell you, but the videos are really cool. How did you come up with this concept? What was the...
Well, I don't know. I think it was, more than anything, it needed to be shot. And, of course, you guys know who Jackie Burke is. He was He was my first guy I started shooting. Probably out of all the players we have on our channel, Jackie Burke, 94-year-old Masters champion, is still the favorite. The stories that he tells and all the knowledge that he has, he's so popular.
It's amazing.
Well, you've got several of my favorite people, but one of my buddies, every year we go to Dallas and MC Jordan Spieth's event and participate. And he couldn't play this year, but we had a lot of fun at the bar. Should I say that on the air about Ryan? Ryan Palmer.
Oh,
one of my favorite players, man. I love Ryan to death.
He's
guy.
The best.
And
he's had a bit
Perez.
Of a he's had a bit of a rough track. You
he
know?
Has.
His
surgery.
Wife had cancer, and he tweeted recently that he's really thankful that her health is great, and he had a little shoulder issue.
Yep.
But he's an Aggie. I mean, what can't you like about a guy that's an Aggie? They're just old cow people.
I know.
Well, you're a Cougar, aren't you?
I'm a Cougar.
Danny Briggs used to be one of
you
the
you can't say that
show.
Down here in Orlando without getting in trouble.
I take that road up to the Villages.
You did
breaking what? Hearts and snapping hips, baby. That's how we're going down.
That's your pickup line.
You want, Steve, you also have Jarena Pillar on there, too.
Jarena Pillar. Wow.
What a player.
She's having a baby.
Yeah, she's 5 months, I think, now, or six months, and she just played here at the Diamond Resorts event, right?
She's so great. She is so great. We filmed her content last year at Shady Oaks out there, Hogan's Place. And, you know, the thing about Jarena Pillar that's so interesting to me was she struggled so much when she was a junior golfer. And when I talk to these tour players, we only know them, of course, me included, as watching them play. But when you hear how much she failed, 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 failed. And she would literally never give up. And finally, she emerged. And, you know, she hasn't won a tournament on the LPGA, but, you know, she did secure the point for the Solheim Cup. I just don't know how she doesn't win. She's so good.
She really is.
And, of course, her husband, Martin, finished third last week on the tour.
Yeah. I was really pulling for Martin, too.
He's one of our guys.
I know he is.
He's great.
Jason Duffner's one of your guys, too.
Duffner's crowd favorite. You know, the thing about Jason Duffner that people don't understand is he's so knowledgeable. He's so articulate, but he looks the opposite.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
You know? He doesn't care.
Sort of doughy.
He doesn't care that he's got a gut. He says it's better. He says, I like it better. It keeps more people away.
He says. I have to tell you a quick story about one of your other players. I was 4 or 5 years ago here with Joe Hallett. And you know Joe, right? He has a special player that he instructs. And I was suckered into a match over at the Marriott. And I said, so who are we playing with? He said, oh, it's this young girl. You'll like her. She's really sweet. And Stacey Lewis walked out on the tee and slapped it past me about 100 yards, and I was like, oh, dear God, I'm in trouble. Stacey's with you.
Stacey Lewis is the best. In fact, people don't know that she just got married, and she married a man named Garrett Chadwell, good player, and he's the coach at the University of Houston women's golf team. My son, Sam Elkington, plays on the men's team there, and his coach is Jonathan Dismute, who is Jason Duffner's roommate at Auburn, so got good symmetry there.
Yeah, it really is.
Small golf world.
So
you're pretty wrapped up with the Houston Athletics, big follow them pretty close.
I'm a big Cougar.
You are a big Cougar.
He's a big guy, period.
Naughty
We're talking
kidding.
With Steve Elkington from Secret Golf, joining us now at the PGA Merchandise Show, 2018 edition, the 47th iteration of this. And Steve, all of our listeners know who Mr. Elkington is. What a great player. And now Secret Golf is just a great venue via the internet for, you got to go there. Go to secretgolf.com.
1995 PGA champion.
He is 1995 PGA champion.
Absolutely. That goes by quick, doesn't it?
It does. I was looking at that trophy yesterday. For those that don't remember, we had John Daly. You see how good John looked yesterday in those shorts up there?
No. I just saw him. He didn't look good.
They said, make sure you dress really nice, maybe a coat or a jacket and
shoes.
JD rolls in the loudmouth shorts. I love it.
Love it. It's
we
great.
We had JD on the show from your place, French Lick Resort. And I said, so, John, what are you up to? What's going on? I said, how's everything? He said, Frank, you know I'm just a keg with legs. That was his comment. A keg.
I want to get up
legs.
And play you a course.
Be my guest. Yeah, we had the 2015 senior PGA Championship was up there.
Yeah, I skipped that.
I know.
Yeah,
I 42 that. Guys shot 80 plus on the first day.
I heard they were screaming.
Oh, Kalkavecchia is like flipping off the golf course.
Steve Kalk came to me and he said, "So your friends own this place, right?" And I went, "Yeah." He said, "Well, tell them to go themselves."
sounds about right.
It was great though. But yeah, Monty wound up winning. He and Bernhard Langer came down to the final couple holes.
You know, Pete Dye, you know, did that, right?
Oh yeah.
So I did a course with Pete, TPC Louisiana. And I had to go down there and meet Pete one day, and he said, I want to show you a golf course that I built, that I got in mind for this. And I said, okay, what's it called? He goes, it's called Whistling Straits. Do you want to go to Whistling Straits? I said, sure, Pete, I'll go. He says, no, I mean now. You want to go right now? I said, well, we're here in Louisiana to do the course. So we hop on his plane, and inside the plane, Pete had like 25 dogs.
Oh, God.
I said, Pete, why you got all the dogs in there?
60.
Huh?
60 was his dog, the white one?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Anyway, I had to throw a Pete Dye story in there. What a great guy.
Yeah, Pete Dye's a great guy. He's God bless his heart and his health.
He and Alice are doing great. And we just redid our Donald Ross course, too. So we have two nice little tracks. But, yeah, whenever you want to get up there, let me know.
Maybe it's an event, big show, secret golf event up there.
So we'll talk to Phil. Where's Phil at? There he is.
There he is. How do our listeners get involved with Secret Golf? Just tell them one more time. How do our listeners find Secret Golf?
Just go to secretgolf.com. I mean, you can, you know, I wake up every day trying to make sure that I film the correct video that the consumer needs right now in their swing. So many years people have just read Golf Digest or what, just get lessons poured onto them, but really most golfers know what they need and where they need to work, and I've got 26 options for you to look at. So that's what we like.
I think I need 27 options for my game. But
we're going to sign another one.
Oh, okay, that's great. You're in season four now? Three? Four?
This is our fifth year.
Oh, fifth year, season five. Okay.
But one of your guys literally found the fountain of youth. That'd be Pat Perez.
Yeah, well,
Pat's great.
I mean, he's...
He's on fire.
Yeah, he's great. You know, he went to those PXGs. He picked up like 15 yards. And
sure.
What's that all about? I guess I'm
I use PXGs now. I've been a Titleist guy my whole career. I went and tested them, and all of a sudden I'm hitting a 7-iron 185 or something. So,
wow.
It's a real deal.
Maybe it's time for us to go look at PXG, Brendan.
Follow me.
Okay, I'm in. Steve Elkington.
We work for products.
Secret Golf.
Ladies and gentlemen, Steve Elkington.
Thank you so much for joining us.
1995 PGA champion.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. Okay, when we come back, we're going to be joined by a pretty doggone special person, somebody we really liked. One heck of a golf game.
Okay.
Want her on my team anytime playing golf. Miss Susie Whaley from the PGA of America. We'll be right back. You're listening to Golf Talk America on PGAtour.com.
Doing great. How's Otter Creek? Oh, no.
Here we go.
Welcome back, everybody. Golf Talk America, PGAtour.com. Check us out, PGAtour.com/podcast. We are brought to you this week by Prime Sport. And you know about Prime Sport. It's Prime Sport for all of your ticketing and hospitality needs. God bless them. They're a great, great sponsor, and we appreciate all the team at Prime Sport. They work well with the PGA of America also. And Brendan Sweeney from the French Lick Resort is with us too. Brendan, thank you for being here, and thanks for your
all-star lineup today.
And we have an all-star lineup because, hey,
Steve
Elkington, say the first name, and I'll say the second name.
Ladies and gentlemen, please give it up for Susie
Whaley. Hey, Susie,
from the PGA of America.
Susie, welcome.
I got one fan over there. It's awesome.
I'm not your biggest fan. I'm your only fan. I get
excellent.
That all the time.
What? Yeah, you know what? It's okay.
Well, tell us what's going on with the PGA Merchandise Show.
Oh, man. If you aren't here and you love golf, you have missed out. We have 10 miles of floor space. We have 90 countries here, 50 states here, 50,000 golf industry professionals. Most we've ever had since 2007. So this is an amazing time to be in golf.
This is my 20th year here.
20th.
That's old.
How old are you, Brendan?
50.
You're 50. 50.
50.
50. That's spoken.
You're not going to ask me that, right?
Nope.
Spoken like an Orlando person.
But you do qualify for the senior LPGA championship.
Oh, that tells this me. That,
oh, that was
away.
Really nice, Brendan.
That gives right out there.
So we're allowed two sponsor exemptions.
Yes.
Last year, you were so kind to take one. If I threw it out there, would you take it again?
Yes.
Done. That's a yes.
Done.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Susie Whaley.
Done. I can't wait. I'm going to redeem myself. What's that?
Where's our press team? We need a press release right
now.
Susie
the
Whaley.
Press team.
We could do that. I'm surprised Randy's not around here running
absolutely,
around.
Absolutely. I know. I think the event's in October.
October 13th, 14th, 15th. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 3 days on Golf Channel.
Yeah, and you got to go to French Lick. If you've never been to French Lick, you haven't experienced really cool golf.
Elk's coming up. He'll be your caddy.
Ah, awesome. I need some help out there.
Yeah,
you know what?
Because her husband, Bill, wasn't talking
Pete
the best.
Pete Dye and I, we got to have a conversation because I don't know. I haven't figured it out yet, but I'm hoping this year.
Well, you played great.
I will figure it out this year.
We loved it. And, last year was our first year of a five-year deal. We also have a Symetra Tour event that's going to be in July.
Great.
So we did that back-to-back, but now we split that off just to show a little bit more attention to the seniors. So it's great.
And then special how French Lick supports women's golf. It's, you know, for the Symetra Tour to have the chance to play there as well, you know, world-class facility, and then to have the senior event, you know, that's inspiring, and it's really a great thing that they're doing.
Well, the other thing about the senior women's, now in Chicago in July, they're going to have the first ever USGA Senior Women's Open at Chicago Golf. Are you planning that?
I have to qualify, but I am going to the qualifier. Yes.
We'll call Mike Davis. I'll see if we pull a couple strings
for
you.
Where is he?
So, Susie, for our listeners, what is your home club?
I live at TPC River Highlands, which is in Cromwell, Connecticut. We do a ton of our programming, our coaching programming at Tunxus Golf Course, which is in Farmington, Connecticut.
Sure.
And then I spend some time in Florida when it's too cold in Connecticut.
Where are you in Florida?
Palm Beach.
Oh, cool.
Right in Palm Beach. And our children were born in Palm Beach, so it's nice to come back. And, you know, they're older now. We're not going to say how old my children are, but they're older now. But I love it. I love being there in the winter. And that's where PGA of America headquarters are. So it makes it a little bit easier as well.
How's your travel schedule been since you become the vice president? Is it next year when you become the first lady president of the PGA of America?
Yep.
Give it up for that.
Yep.
There it is.
It's got to be crazy. 41 sections of PGA.
41 sections,
and
amazing championships. You know, we're so excited. We have our 100th PGA championship this year at Belrive. That's going to be incredible.
Mike Tucker, head professional, great guy.
Mike Tucker, 22 years at Belrive as the director of golf there. So that's super exciting. You know, we have our KPMG Women's PGA championship in Chicago at Kemper Lakes. We've got our senior PGA at Benton Harbor. We've got all our member events that we all love to, you know, play and participate in that are really important to us.
Actually, Frank and I are going to be at Benton Harbor.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, we're doing a show up there with Deb O'Connor and her crew from KitchenAid.
Great. KitchenAid's fantastic. Deb's a great golfer. I don't know if you ever had a chance to play with Deb.
Oh, yeah.
But she's
absolutely.
She's one of my pro-am buddies, you know. Well, I love to bring her to my pro-am.
Have you played with Mike before?
I have played with Mike.
We played Seminole together.
Did you really?
Yeah, that was a blast.
Hey,
yeah.
Where was my invitation for Seminole?
We called you.
Yes.
I missed that call.
Yes.
We called you. You missed
okay,
the call. So, you know, we have our championships. Obviously, the Ryder Cup is this year in Paris, couldn't be any more exciting. So, yes, very busy schedule, but exciting. And just look forward to the year.
So you had a pretty busy week. Demo day. You had a big announcement with our dear friend, Jane Blaylock. What, you want to talk about the empowerment of women?
I do want to talk about that. You know, we're always looking for opportunities to include all in the game, and that includes women, obviously. And we're still challenged. We want more women to play the game. We want them to feel welcome on golf courses. We want them to see the value in the game. It's fun. It's challenging. It's with friends, family, business, healthy, well. And bringing that to them is important. It's important to all of us on the board. It's important to our 29,000 PGA professionals across the country. We want to invite them. We want them to know we have an open invitation. And so what we've done is we've partnered with Jay Blaylock and the LPGA in coordination with the PGA of America. And we're going to offer 12 sites across the country, which are a full-day opportunity to come learn the game from PGA professionals and LPGA professionals. Our first one is going to be right outside of L.A. And it's just exciting. We want people who've never played the game to come, those that are looking to improve it to come, and anyone that just wants to even get better.
Well, we'd be more than happy to host one in our place, too.
Oh, that's fantastic. So we'll let Jane know, and we're really excited about it. So.
You want to hear a cool stat?
Yes.
299. You know what that is?
No.
Oh, whoa. Go slow with this. This is pretty important.
Think about it. 299.
299.
Yes.
Cuts made.
Consecutive cuts made by Jane Blaylock.
Isn't that unreal?
That is unbelievable.
And you know, I didn't realize that she won then was not called the Dinah Shore, but that she had won that just before it turned into the Dinah Shore. I mean, what a player.
She's incredible.
Rollins Collins.
You know, what is the record on the men's tour?
Oh, it's like, what, 100?
Maybe 80?
How many cuts did Tiger make in a row?
I think our crack stat team on that.
What's that?
160. So basically almost a little over half of
what
Jane did.
Amazing.
No, but back when Jane was doing it, they were driving to these events.
Yeah.
They weren't flying a, you know, a G5 around.
Yeah, what do you call them? Trunk slammers?
Yeah. Hey, listen, I was driving too.
Here's what Jane said in an interview.
I didn't make 277 cuts in a row. Nobody look up how many cuts I made in a row.
Just one. That's all you need.
Yeah. What makes it famous? Show, by the way, Susie, and I asked her, I said, Jane, what do you remember most about the 299 cuts consecutively made? And she said 300. Pissed me off.
Yeah, that's probably, yeah, you know what? That would be her answer, right? Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, we're here
just
live.
Wonderful to work with her.
We're here live with Susie Whaley, the Vice President of the PGA of America. Great show. This is absolutely amazing. What has caught your eye this week on the show floor? I mean, there's new products, there's new clothing lines, there's bright colors, there's killer equipment.
Yeah, you know, there's one really cool thing. I mean, obviously, all of that, right? Amazing equipment is being offered to everybody that's here. We have unbelievable education opportunities. We're up 32% in participation in those. So it just tells you the value of that and what's being provided. The apparel, well, you know, I could stay over there all day. So you know, I have to make sure I move around. But I love seeing the fashion shows and anything new that's coming out. But we have this cool matchmaking site this year, where if you're a buyer and you're looking for a specific opportunity or product, we're going to help you find it. We're going to matchmake you with that company. And it's a pretty neat way to do things. You know, everything's going digital. Everything's going faster. So if you don't have the time, you can't quite figure out, but you know exactly what you want, we can help you out. We can set you up with a company that can help you out and get your job done quickly.
It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing how the e-commerce has taken over the merchandise world and the PGA, for a matter of fact. But going to that, how are you trying to get kids more involved in the game?
Well, we're excited about the junior golf space because it's growing, and it's growing quickly, and we're continuing to push the needle there. So we all know our PGA professionals and LPGA professionals provide environments for young families that are amazing. But we also have programming that families are really valuing, and one of that's PGA Junior League Golf. So we had 42,000 boys and girls, 13 and under, playing PGA Junior League golf last year.
42,000.
Wow. Team golf. They wear jerseys just like any other sport does, with numbers on the back. They have a partner. It's boys, girls together, same tee, high-fiving for the great shots, laughing about the misses, strategizing together. And I think what's compelling to me as a coach is watching that team dynamic and watching them learn from each other. Because really when they're learning from each other on course and not necessarily a parent or a coach directing them on every move, candidly, it's more fun.
Sure.
And they learn a ton because it's self-learning, right? Okay, well, you realize when you hit it in the water, 8-iron wasn't enough, right? You don't need your parent or your coach saying you should have hit the 7. You know, pretty much any child on the planet goes,
unless you're playing with PXGs.
I think I probably should have hit the 7. Well, exactly, unless, of course, you play with PXGs. Yeah. But at the end of the day, it's they're learning quickly. They end up loving it. They stay involved. But the stat that I think is really impressive about Junior League Golf, we asked the parents when they sign up how they would rate their child's skill level. And 80% of parents that the children that are participating are rating them as new to golf. So we wanted this to be a development program. We didn't want this to be an elite, you're already great at golf. We welcome that, certainly. We welcome the young boys and girls that are already proficient because they're our mentors. They're the ones that can really help those learning. But when you have 80% new golfers getting addicted to the game under the age of 13, we know we're building something special for their lifetime. We're giving them a sport, a game, regardless of whether they go on tour, play in college, or just play for fun and it's their third sport.
Sure.
Fantastic. And that's what we're seeing with Junior League Golf, which is really special.
With what you see on the PGA Tour and the LPGA Tour today, when you see at a tournament Ricky and Jordan or whomever all standing there waiting on their competitive friend to finish the last putt, and they're all high-fiving and hugging and congratulating, which is so much different than it used to be. I mean, don't you feel that that is having a real great effect on growing the game?
Well, I can share with you a personal anecdote to that. So this year at Quail Hollow, obviously an incredibly special champion in Justin Thomas. His dad, Mike, and I served on the National Board of Directors together. Yes,
from Louisville, Kentucky.
we were all rooting for him, right?
And yeah, absolutely.
And so, you know, when he was coming up on 18, we were standing off in a corner in a roped-in area, and Jordan was there. Jordan had already changed. He was in a baseball cap. It was backwards. Standing there, nobody knew who he was.
Yeah.
You know, he looked like another young man just cheering on whomever was out there. So there wasn't a soul there that knew it was Jordan until Justin makes the putt. Jordan takes off his hat to go over there. Everybody's like, oh, my, he was standing right next to me. I didn't even know it was him.
That's
and sure
funny.
Enough, Ricky and Jordan, just to your point, were standing there just waiting to congratulate their friend. And it's really special to see. You see the same on the LPGA Tour. You know, yep. You've seen it happen with Lexi. It's a special time in golf, right? It's a special time for Americans in golf. We have Danielle Kang, who's our champion at the KPMG Women's PGA Championship. I can give you the same anecdote. Standing there getting ready to do the trophy presentation, and Michelle Wee's mom and Danielle's other friends from the LPGA Tour couldn't wait to congratulate their friend's success. And it's really encouraging, exciting. It's exciting for youth to watch that on television, exciting for fan base, exciting for women in golf to see the support that other women are giving to those women. And I'm excited to be a part of it.
I'm excited that you'll be the next president of the PGA of America. I think you're going to take this to the fourth level above, not the next.
That's very
but the fourth
nice.
Level. I really believe that because your personality, your energy, your excitement, and your true love
energy.
Of everything about the game. Yeah,
it's like,
absolutely.
Susie my husband
Whaley.
Has cut
like
me
vision.
Off from all coffee consumption.
Susie Whaley, vice president of the PGA of America, joining us at the 2018 PGA Merchandise Show, I believe the 47th iteration of this show.
Give or take a few.
In Orlando, Florida, in this little bitty facility they call Orange County Convention Center. Tiny. How many miles have you walked in this place?
Yeah, well, I think I did my math. The most I've ever done here is 29,000 steps in one day.
Yikes.
Wow. He only did 13,000 yesterday.
I had a really good dessert because of it.
Exactly. Hopefully you did. Ladies and gentlemen, Susie Whaley of the PGA of America.
Thank you,
Susie. Thank you.
We appreciate it.
Thanks.
Thank you so much.
I can't thank you enough for the exemption. Really made my day.
You know, we've got a pretty bad engineer on this show. He played the opening music for the show, not the bumper return music. What's wrong with that?
You're fired.
Who's the idiot? He's fired. I'm out of here. See you. Bye.
Live from the Orange County Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Absolutely.
Convention Center.
Frank Bassett, PGAtour.com/podcast. Golf Talk America at the 2018 PGA Merchandise Show, the 47th time it's been here, right? Or is 20 years here?
I'm 20 years here.
You're 20 years here.
Feels like 30 with you today.
That voice is one of our oldest and most dear sponsors, the French Lick Resort, Mr. Brendan Sweeney. Hey, buddy.
How you doing, bud?
I'm doing good. And our other sponsor we have to shout out to is Prime Sport. Go to primesport.com.
Susie didn't really talk about Prime Sport too much, did she?
No, she didn't, but they have a great relationship with the American Prime Sport. But go to primesport.com if you want to go to the Masters, the NCAA Final Four, the Super Bowl.
Daytona 500.
Kentucky Derby. More, Rose Bowl, all the bowl games. They are incredible. They're a great sponsor, and we thank them so much for being our sponsor this week. But more importantly, I'm going to throw to Brendan Sweeney and let him introduce one of our favorite people in the world.
Got it. Ladies and gentlemen, from South Florida, big Notre Dame fan, let's give it up for LPGA star Miss Michelle McGann.
Hi, good morning.
How are you? How's life in South Florida treating you?
Well, it's a little warmer than it is here, but it's great. It's great. Things are going awesome. Love being here at the PGA show, seeing all my old friends, talking to you guys.
Absolutely.
This is the place to be this week.
But this wasn't your first trip of recent times to Orlando. You did make Notre Dame LSU game on New Year's Day.
Go Ooh. Irish.
Yep. I was high atop a skybox.
You
having
were nice
cocktails,
and dry, and
watching
I
those people get wet.
Fighting the wind and the rain. Oh. So I don't know about that.
I have to interrupt. You were sending me pictures. I'm sitting in Nashville at the time, freezing to death. And Sweeney's sending me pictures. Were you in the coach's box?
We were. Our buddy Phil, Ron Pearl, set me up. He called me about 2 hours before game time. He goes, hey, I heard you want to go to the game. I'm like, sure. He goes, I'll pick you up. I got Skybox tickets. I took my daughter, Eliza. And we were sitting smack dab next to the Notre Dame coaches. There's a sheet of glass separating us. So when the Irish won.
You were stalking them, weren't you?
Oh, it was great.
Uh-huh.
Knocking beer cans against
the
wall.
He's not an LSU fan, so
yeah,
of course.
Okay.
It was fun, though.
That's the only reason I agreed to do this.
There you go.
And your dad actually played hoops for Notre Dame, didn't he?
My dad was captain and coached and All-American. Yeah, so it's in our blood. That's what happens.
Go Irish.
Go Irish.
So
do you know, by the way, Notre Dame, I went to Ole Miss, my undergraduate degree, and Dr. Luther Snavely, okay, was the director of bands at Ole Miss. He went from Ole Miss to Notre Dame and became the director of bands at Notre Dame.
Great
fight song. And I got invited up one time by Dr. Snavely to conduct the band in the Star Spangled Banner. Which was pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
It was a lot cooler than Ole Miss conducting the national anthem, I can tell you that.
Good luck to that. Yeah. So you've had a pretty busy offseason. Last year you participated in the first ever, the inaugural Senior LPGA Championship presented by Old National Bank, benefiting the Riley's Hospital for Children. What'd you think of the event? I mean, the Legends Tour is great, and then we took it to the next level by having the first ever major, senior women's major. Tell us a little bit about your experience with that so far.
Well, it was amazing. Excited to be part of that. The golf game kind of left me a little bit. So the good news is that I've got a lot of years left to capture that title. But amazing for women's golf, for women over 45 have the opportunity to play in the Legends, play we now having the LPGA Senior Championship. And you can't say enough good things about the French Lick Resort and how wonderful everybody is, how welcome they made me. I feel like it's a second home to me now. I'm going to make a point to visit there again before I have to go, before, you know, we return back in October. I need to get some of those greens. Pete Dye decided to be a little bit funny on a few of those holes.
And, like 18 of them.
And make them just a little bit tricky at certain times. So I feel pretty confident that I can maybe get a little bit of help before I go back in October and, dial it up. But it's great for golf. We have a U.S. Senior Women's Open. 50 and above, unfortunately. So I have a few more years for that. But exciting. Exciting for the future of women's golf. A bunch of girls that I played with on the LPGA that are getting closer to that age. And, what do you do next? So we need the support. We need to get some more sponsors behind this.
Amen.
We need to just let them know, hey, we can still play and we like to have fun. It's a lot more laid back. There's no ropes. We're taking those down and, It's fun. It's fun.
That's what golf should be, fun. It's a blast to be inside the ropes with you guys. And my first experience, actually, with the Legends was at French Lick as a guest of Brendan's, and where I met you and everybody else and started. I just became a huge fan because you guys are all so nice. But, my God, do y'all play well. Good Lord.
Sometimes we get the right kicks and the bounces and a little bit of luck. Sure. We have a little bit of talent, of course, but you definitely got to have the golfing gods with you at times. That's every tournament, and you ask any of us that have won more than once, that's definitely the way it goes.
So what's going on with Michelle McGann right now as far as anything outside of golf? What, your foundation? What's happening?
Well, in May, it'll be 35 years that I've lived with type 1 diabetes, and that is my main passion. My goal is to help kids that are living with this horrible disease that there's no cure right now, but the greatest thing is that we do have the technology. As we come here to the golf show and you see how the technology is just changing every year, once a month. So Medtronic has come up with a hybrid closed loop pump, which will control your blood sugar. You still have to check your blood sugar.
Sure.
You know, I don't want to mislead anybody thinking that it does it all on its own. It's just not as many times. And it will secrete insulin when your blood sugar tends to go high. And it will stop the insulin when you don't need it. So the great thing about this is that now I can kind of play golf a little bit and kind of put your diabetes a little bit on the back burner. Whereas before, it was a constant reminder. It was always there.
So you want a pump?
So I wear a pump. I wear an insulin pump. And I also wear a sensor. And people say, well, I don't want to be connected to something. And I say, well,
do you want to live?
This is the best life changer that I've ever had is wearing this pump. And I just can't say enough good things about it. I think it will create a normal lifestyle for so many young kids, and they will grow up not knowing what some of the challenges are of dealing with such high and low blood sugars and try to live as normal a life as possible.
Well, it certainly, I would think, allows you to focus on the task at hand more succinctly. Which
it
is,
does.
You know,
it does, absolutely. Playing golf.
Hit, whatever.
It will vibrate or send an alert when my blood sugar will be trending up or trending down. So you kind of, you know, I walk around the show and I just kind of, I don't even pay attention to it. I feel good.
Good for you.
Numbers are great. It'll be about 3 months that I'm on the auto mode, which is the program that automatically does everything on its own. And it's just, I just can't even begin to say enough great things about it. And I just want to keep spreading the word. And with our foundation, that's what we're doing.
So tell us about the foundation. You have a pretty large golf tournament that you put on every year.
We do.
And that we should go down and broadcast from, Frank.
Well, maybe we can next
Let's
year.
Let's do that.
You're number five. But thanks to you, we made some extra money. French Lick gave us a nice package to send one of my friends up there for a couple days to play golf.
And he's here today.
And he's here today. So we'll make sure that you guys get introduced. But it's an amazing event. This will be our fifth year. And we raised about $200,000 this year. And our goal is to help the kids today, here and now. We know that there's a lot of programs that help for research. And so we felt that it was very important. I've been very lucky to have constant care. My mom's a pediatric nurse practitioner. So every day I was able to have hands-on guidance on how much insulin, what activity, and things have changed so much. But we're helping kids. We were able to support a nurse educator at Nicholas Children's Hospital, outpatient center, which is right down the street from where we live in Florida. We were able to send over 20 kids to diabetes camp this summer.
Wow.
And I was able to go and visit with them and experience hands-on what we're actually doing and how amazing these kids are doing. And all the camp counselors were previous campers.
Right.
And it just was so cool that they all wanted just to learn and know how they can feel better and to go there for the day and not be isolated like they were the only ones.
So if we want to make a donation to your foundation, how do we do it?
Three of them. michellemcganfund.com.
And when's your tournament?
Tournament is November 30th, and we've sold out the last couple of years. We have a website, information is online, and just Google Michelle McGann, and you can find us.
You're right next to me, so it's easy to Google
if
you.
If you forget, don't go there.
Well, who are you visiting today at the PGA show? This is pretty special. You have your sponsors that you see every year, real quickly, just give us a wrap up on that.
Well, my clothing sponsor, which I love, is Joe Fit. So I've been hanging out with those girls, and I think golf, that one of the greatest things about it is that the amazing people that you meet and the energy. And sometimes you sit back and you think, wow, you surround yourself with good people, you're gonna be successful. And most of my career, I've tried to do that. But the ladies there, it's just fun. It's energetic. And I've been bopping around. I'm looking for things for my event, for our goodie bags.
You have a great shopper to be with Mr. Dave Harner out here from the French Lick Resort.
Yes, my friend Dave. There's Steve
Ferguson's here.
Right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're wrapping up here with Michelle McGann, LPGA star, and one heck of a nice person.
Great
thanks
person.
Thanks for stopping
Thank
by.
You
yeah,
so much,
thanks for
Michelle.
Having me,
we
guys.
We love you. You're great.
Thanks.
Michelle McGann, everybody. When we come back, more from the 2019. More from the 2018 PGA Merchandise Show. You're listening to Golf Talk America on PGAtour.com.
Thanks.
Cool. Thank you. Hey, there's that music.
That's, again.
Is the margarita mixer on?
Sound of a blender.
Go.
It's approaching.
On. We're back, the PGA Merchandise Show, the 2018 edition. We're live on the radio stage, PGA Tour Radio. Frank Bassett with you. Tim Matthews is not available today. We've had some
Lucky
technical
him.
Issues. Couldn't get Tim in. Lucky Tim, yeah. But joining me right now, and somebody kill that bumper music, would you? How do you kill that stuff? Let me kill it. I got it. There, it's gone.
You're the best intern
stuff.
We got.
I don't know anything about this stuff. Joining us right now on the stage is a good friend over the past few years. We've met and spent some time together, and a venture capitalist in the golf world. He's done movies and companies, and he's a genius, I think, like a golf genius type guy. And now he's doing something a little bit different, or in addition to other things, called Club Champion, Mr. Keith Bank. Hey, buddy.
Thanks for having me on. Greatly appreciate it.
It's always good to see you.
Always great to see you guys, too.
Yeah, man. So you guys are just hitting it out of the park right now with Club Champion.
The talk of the show.
The talk of the show. It really is.
That's what Jay Hubbard tells us.
Well, yeah, but Jay Hubbard works for him. No, it's definitely the talk of the show. And the fittings that you do, and it's just incredible. I mean, tell us a little bit about how you jumped into this thing and where you're going with it.
Sure. Yeah, it's a really exciting endeavor. We've been in for a little over 7 years. We saw a real need for custom club fitting and building. We didn't feel like the players in the space were really doing an adequate job and weren't really running it in a business-like fashion. It was more of a hobby for folks, and we thought if we took more of a business-like approach and trained our people properly and offered the selection that we do. We have 35,000 different hittable combinations of shafts and heads.
Yeah.
Every major manufacturer, we're totally vendor agnostic, so we're Switzerland. We don't push any particular brand.
Which I think is key, by the way.
Absolutely. And so we give an unbiased fitting. And, we've done independent studies with Golf Magazine, Golf Digest, and the average person that's gotten fit by us has gotten 21 yards with their driver with 50% less dispersion, 13 yards with their irons with 15% less dispersion.
Wait a minute. Whoa, stop. Back up. Start that one more time. I want to hear this. I mean, I want to make sure our listeners hear what this man's about to say.
So we had 10 folks that had never been fit for clubs before, and they had to come in and agree to buy from us what we recommended, a full set, and then chart their statistics over the ensuing 10 to 20 rounds, and that included distance, dispersion, putts, score, things like that. And the findings were that the average person over the next 10 rounds got 21 yards with their driver with 50% less dispersion.
Wow.
They got 13 yards with their irons with 50% less dispersion.
Sounds like we need to do a road trip.
I think Brendan Sweeney from the French Lick Resort needs to come see you immediately.
But most importantly, their handicap came down 1.7 shots over those 10 rounds. So our tagline is better fit, lower scores, and that's at the end of the day what golfers are interested in.
So Club Champion is your latest endeavor, or it's you're expanding it. You're opening in how many more cities?
So we have 28 locations open now. We will be 37 by the end of April. And we're opening 3-4 locations a month for the next couple of months. And, we're just mind-boggled by how successful we've been and how many people really want to avail of our services. And we have about a 99% customer satisfaction rating. And we have a perfect fit guarantee. If people aren't satisfied, they come back in until they are satisfied, which doesn't happen very often.
We were talking this morning about your shop that's going to open up in Nashville.
Yeah, really excited about that.
We'll do the show up there.
We'll absolutely do the show from your
shop. Yeah, Cool Springs Galleria, great location, great golf town, Nashville, and we're really excited to be opening
it. Right down the street from a pretty cool golf course, Nashville Golf and Athletic, where they play the Web.com stop on the PGA Tour, or the Web.com Tour.
And, absolutely.
Have you played that course, Keith?
I have not, unfortunately. I've played a lot of courses, but that's not one of them.
You got to come play it. It was built for a U.S. Open, and it is an incredibly – in fact, the Web.com players were telling me, this course is hard. I said, you're a pro. It's supposed to be. Come on, man. You're not playing from the ladies' tees.
Real quick, how did your movie take off? A little update on that. Tell us about it.
The movie was a great experience called Tommy's Honor. It's a story about old Tom Morris and young Tom Morris and the beginnings of the game of golf in the mid to late 1800s. It's currently playing still in the U.K. and Australia and New Zealand on international airline flights. It's on pay-per-view and cable. It'll start playing on the Golf Channel in 2019 for 10 years. And it's a really interesting experience. Got to live over in Scotland for 3 months getting it made, and played in theaters in the U.S. for about 2 months. And it was just a neat experience. And we recently found out we won the BAFTA Award for Best Feature Film of the Year in Scotland, their equivalent of the Oscars. So that was kind of neat.
Yeah, that's
congratulations.
It's a great movie. You sent me an advance copy before it came out, and I've probably watched it 10 times. I absolutely love it. How did you sneak Jordan Spieth and his dad into that movie?
Well, they actually weren't in the film. They were in a promotional piece.
The promotional piece,
that we did. I'm actually an investor and partner in a business with his dad, Sean Spieth, okay. And we've become Sean good well, friends. Yeah. And I told him I was doing this project and had an idea to get them dressed up in the garb of the Morris era and play with hickory sticks and gutta-percha balls and thought it would be a really fun thing. And they agreed to do it, and we had a lot of fun with it. And, you know, they're just a nice, nice family.
Yeah, it's a great family. They're good friends. We do his family foundation every year. Keith Bank, before we let you go, what do you want to leave our listeners with? What's next up for Mr. Bank?
Well, I'm actually continuing to invest in and around the confluence of sports and technology with a heavy focus on golf and looking for more opportunities like Club Champion and others. I think there's just a really untapped market for smart money looking for unique opportunities, and we plan on going after that aggressively. And
Golf Talk America presented by Club Champion.
One of these days.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, sounds good. Keith Bank, thank you so much for joining us. Sorry we're running so short today, but promise to come back on the show. By the way, will you be in Nashville for the opening?
If we can do something from there, definitely. If not me, it'll be my partner, Joe Lee. One of us will
okay,
be there.
Okay, one of the two of you. We'll be happy to do the show live from there.
Awesome.
We promise.
Thanks so much.
All right, thanks, buddy.
Greatly
Keith Bank, everybody, Club Champion. Coming up next, we're going to take a very, very, very short break, and we're going to have somebody kind of special that always has been a friend of mine for years, always comes on the show, and boy, can she hit a golf ball. You're listening to Golf Talk America on PGAtour.com. We'll be right back.
This is why you don't marry Dutch people.
There's always one of the finger in a dyke every once in a while.
There's that bumper music again. That's good bumper music. Brendan Sweeney's not even paying attention. He's talking to our next guest.
We were talking
and
about
flirting
Dutch.
With our next guest. You're a married man. Stop it. Quit flirting with Lisa. She's my sweetheart. You stay away.
I'm taking
I think she's got a pretty good-looking husband, too, though. He'll probably kick your fanny in mine, too. Hey, everybody. The 8-time long drive champion of Canada, Lisa Vulswick, is with us. Lisa Longball.
Lisa Longball,
buddy.
Baby.
Hey, good looking. What's happening?
So great to be here. The buzz here at the 2018 PGA show is absolutely fantastic.
It's great.
But you know what? I love being the Golf Talk America. Like, how fun is it to be out here talking, chatting, and sharing about golf?
It's a blast. And you've been on this show a bunch of times. Every year at the PGA Merchandise Show, you and I met years ago. We were in, I believe, who was it? Tony
Randall?
No, not Tony Randall. I'm not that old. Tony. Anyway, we met at a presentation here.
Yes, and, absolutely.
And she said, why are you staring at me?
Oh.
I said, because I can. So.
No, you know what? This is my 10th PGA show. I love coming here. This truly is the major in the golf business. So just it's incredible. I just came down from the Women's Golf Day press conference. Women's Golf Day is going to be June 5th this year. And it's the second year. We had over 23 countries involved last year. And right now we're doing a big push to try to get more golf, right now golf courses, driving ranges, retail shops to come out to Women's Golf Day and to, again, we want women to bring a friend. We want to grow this game, get more women, and hopefully more juniors into the game. And I had a chat with Michelle McGann, of course, LPGA Tour star, she was interested in, again,
is
helping
she the best
grow.
Or what?
Oh, Michelle McGann's outstanding.
Yeah. And Laurie Rinker was just up here, you know.
Yeah, and I was actually, Annika Sorenstam was at our press conference for Women's Golf Day and a huge supporter of this.
What? I missed it, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
You know, we're hosting the Senior LPGA Championship at our place.
Really? Oh.
Are you over the age of 45?
No, I am not. No, I am not.
But when you do, give me a call.
What a great question, Brenda. That's really smart.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
You know what?
Oh, my gosh.
Not yet.
Well, the qualifications are 45 and above.
So, in
about 20 years, give me a call.
Okay, perfect. There we go.
Oh, that's good recovery. Good
recovery. Well, and you know, something else that's been really exciting, the Golf Channel owns the World Long Drive Association, and so they've brought, for the second year, they've brought the players down for a players summit. So yesterday we were at the Golf Channel doing headshots and promo shoots for the upcoming 2018 season.
That place is pretty cool.
Oh, it's so cool. And of course, they have Arnold Palmer's cart there, everything from Arnold Palmer's cart, his bag, his glove, all the little trinkets that he had in his cart. It's a pretty special place.
Do you know that Tim Matthews used to be the celebrity MC of the Long Drive Championship, the host of this show,
yes.
Co-host of this
yes,
show.
Yes, he is. And he was here last year.
He's done
a spectacular job for our Long Drive Association.
That's terrible.
And that's really sad because he was spectacular.
He was great.
And you know what's really cool, though, for our sport is apparently the ratings were through the roof last year of the live televised events on the Golf Channel for the World Long Drive.
Yes.
So they've added two more televised events. Our first event is going to be in April,
down
in Mesquite, which is going to be the Clash in the Canyon. And then in May, we're going to go for the first time to a Troon course in Phoenix. June, we're going to be in Atlantic City in New Jersey. And then in August, we're going to be in Tennessee, and our World Long Drive Championships will culminate the season August 30th to September 5th in Thackerville, Oklahoma.
Well, we're in Tennessee.
You know what? I can't remember the name of the course off by heart, but it's supposed to be a spectacular
what
venue.
City?
I'm embarrassed to say I don't know. I'm embarrassed to
yank
say.
Yank her visa. Get it. Take it down. You and Mark Zucchino, go back.
Yeah.
Go home.
But how great is that? Five televised
cool.
For our world championships, and the women's division will be live on TV for all of those broadcasts as well, in addition to the open division.
That's cool stuff. Yeah. So congratulations
Thank
on this
you.
Past
Very
year,
excited.
Girl.
Yeah.
No, on this past year.
Oh, hey, winning my eighth
Smoking
title.
Smoking it.
So you know what? It's pretty
how far?
Fun. So my eighth, I think I was, my longest was 300 and about 14 yards at the national championships and at world championships.
When
I went head to head against Phyllis Metty at the time. Phyllis Metty was our reigning world champion from New Zealand. She hit it 339 and I hit it 332. So I got to find 8 yards this winter, boys.
Well, there's a T in there. It says 4 yards more. They're hitting in there too. So
yeah, really.
Go ahead. What kind of clubs are you playing?
So, wow. I'm so excited to be hitting Callaway. This is my second year as a Callaway athlete. Actually, if you go to the Callaway booth, there's a huge 20-foot banner of me in there in a video, so I'm so proud to
really?
Not only be hitting Callaway but wearing their apparel and footwear. That new Rogue driver is
fabulous.
Outstanding.
Is it better
than
the Epic? People
you know,
are saying
I love
it's
the Epic, I have to say, and the Epic will still be in line for 2018 for the people who are just in love with it. However, that Rogue, it's the acoustics, it's the feel. I'm going to be hitting the Epic, Rogue Sub-Zero. The Rogue
how
Sub-Zero.
Important is that, the acoustics?
Huge.
I mean,
absolutely.
It is, isn't it?
Huge. Because you know what? You can hit this shot that feels like butter, but if it sounds like junk, you're not going to want to hit it. You're not going to have that feel.
Tink, tink.
Exactly.
I can't stand
Me
it.
Neither.
I want a solid, low pitch.
Yep. Boom. Go hit the Rogue. I'm telling you, go hit Callaway's Rogue driver.
What's the restriction on shaft length?
Oh, you know what? We match all of our, we match the USGA for everything. Because people always say, oh, you guys hit it so far because you use illegal equipment. Not the case at all. We use maximum 48-inch drivers. USGA is at every one of our competitions, or we have a representative to check core. So there's random core testing, and every single one of our clubs is measured. If you do not have a sticker from the WLDA on your club when you enter the arena, you are not allowed to hit. So they're very, very specific that we all use conforming equipment.
When are you coming, by the way, to French Lick? To play his golf course.
8102 from the tips.
8102?
Yeah.
That's nothing for you.
Will you give a girl 10 strokes, maybe?
I can give you whatever you want. I'll give you 10 golf balls.
Is it narrow?
It's right there.
It's the Pete Dye
French
course.
Lick.
The
I need
Pete
to come.
Dye course at French Lick.
Oh,
it's
Pete
gorgeous.
Dye. Oh.
And we have a Donald Ross
it's
course, too.
The highest point in India, second highest point in Indiana.
Really?
This course, they have clouds that come in below some of the fairways in the morning.
Stunning.
It's stunning. Stunning.
Well, I also am a rater for Score Golf Magazine, is the Canadian publication. So I do course ratings. So I would love to come in. I do golf. I'm here also in capacity as a journalist for Inside Golf Magazine. And so I get to do golf travel pieces. I'm heading off to Kauai in a week's time to do a golf travel feature.
May I give you one suggestion?
Yes, please.
I don't want to see any more pictures of you playing volleyball on the beach in your bikini, okay, with your son. I mean, my wife caught me looking at that and said, what are you looking at? I said, Lisa, she's a friend.
That's so. You know what? It's so funny.
She's a friend.
She's a friend. She's just a friend. But
yeah.
You know what? Hey, we're in Canada right now, I just left. It was minus 30 degrees Celsius. So you know what? I might just rock that bikini because it's so nice to have some sun on your face and palm trees. So.
Oh, man, it's great. Lisa, it's so good to have you. Congratulations on
Thank
your great
you.
Success and your new relationship with Callaway.
Thank you.
And give them our best.
I will for sure.
Tell them
again,
to give us their best, too.
I will for sure. Hit that Rogue driver. You'll love it. And for all your listeners, please go check out the Golf Channel and World Long Drive Association.com.
Jamie Kozlowski. Remember Jamie?
Oh, Jamie Kozlowski, Canadian.
Tim Burke?
Yeah, but who caddies for him?
I just was at Golf Channel with Tim Burke yesterday.
Oh, he's a great guy.
Former
awesome.
Owner of the Long Drive Championship.
Art
Selinger.
Yep.
Art caddied for Jamie. I thought Art was going to have a heart attack after three holes.
Oh, when he was at the Colonial last year?
Absolutely.
Jamie did a fantastic job at the Colonial, and I hope he gets more exemptions this year because not only is he a heck of a player, he's a fantastic young man.
He's a great guy.
Absolutely.
And, but you're a great gal. We love you so
Thank you,
much.
Frank.
You're the
Thank
sweetest.
You.
You're the
Thank
sweetest.
Thank you for having me. I'm
Everybody,
honored.
Everybody, follow Lisa Longball. Go to Google. Type in Lisa Longball, and you'll see all about her. That's all you have to remember, because I cannot spell her last name. It's complicated.
That's why you don't marry Dutch people.
Yeah, I guess that's right. Lisa, thank
you
for joining
us. I did it for the
today.
Tulips.
We appreciate it so much. Hey, everybody, we'll be back. We're going to take one more quick break, and when we close out the show, we'll be joined by Joshua Jacobs from, we'll tell you all about it in a minute. You're listening to Golf Talk America on PGAtour.com.
What's up, man?
Hey, man.
You all right?
Yeah.
Is there some music playing? Can you hear some music, Brendan Sweeney from the French Lick Resort?
Did you hear that?
Brendan, are you? Brendan, paging Brendan.
Hello.
Hey, okay.
A little busy here today.
Yeah, I noticed that. Hey, this is Golf Talk America. We're live at the PGA show.
Merchandise show.
2018 edition. And we're brought to you by
the French Lick Resort. Hello.
Hello.
Am I here?
Hello, our oldest and dearest
is
sponsor.
Is this thing on?
The French Lick Resort. I was waiting for you to say it. Deep in the heart of the Hoosier
National
Forest.
Deep in the heart of the Hoosier National Forest.
And also Prime Sport for all your ticketing needs. Go to primesport.com. Check them out. It's really cool. If you want to go to any major event with the best hospitality, best food, best service, go to primesport.com. But more importantly, also go to frenchlick.com because I've been there a lot. Have they closed out my tab at French Lick yet?
No, we'll settle up after the show, Frank.
Okay. French Lick is fabulous. It's beautiful. And we have Steve Ferguson, who's the chairman of the board of Cook Group, who owns the French Lick Resort, standing out here. He's got an IU hat on.
Go Hoosiers.
And an LPGA Senior Championship jacket on. Mr. Ferguson, it's good to see you, sir. It's good to see you. Steve Ferguson's the best. He's been supportive of this show, as Brendan, you have, and your entire staff.
I tell you what, it's been a pretty cool week so far. A lot of great guests coming by. A lot of the LPGA stars.
Now we're bringing up, you know, just somebody to fill in, right?
No, we're going to a guy now who is building the future of golf. Let's give it up for TGA, Josh Jacobs.
TGA Premier Golf, Josh Jacobs.
Morning, guys.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
I'm good.
Get close to that mic.
Yeah, I'm no LPGA star, but, you know, we're doing our thing.
But you look good. You got red hair like I do. Well, mine's gray now, isn't it? But it used to be red like yours.
I still can't believe it stayed this way. So,
Pal, you're knocking it out of the park with your TGA Premier Golf. Well, tell us what's going on. What's new and dear to your heart?
Numbers now, we're at 790,000 kids.
790,000 kids?
That's
what?
Correct.
What?
Holy
what?
Yeah, we're in 62 markets.
Can I borrow some money?
Yeah. Sounds like you need that to settle up your tab.
French Lick, that's true.
Does that include the casino bit?
No.
Food and beverage?
Casino is seven figures, baby.
Oh, babe. Well, then I can't give you that.
Okay.
But no, it's been a wild ride for us, especially this year. The franchise concept is going great. We think that's really what makes us unique compared to some of the other initiatives in the sense that, you know, we're getting people into entrepreneurship and owning their own small business as it relates to growing junior golf and golf in communities and giving people the opportunity to build equity and really create a future and do what they love and be their own boss. So that's perfect.
Yeah, firsthand, my daughter participated. Dave Sr.'s Orlando franchise, my daughter Megan did 2 years with it at the St. James School downtown very much. but, yeah, she loved it. Tell us a little bit about how you take the young golfers, go into their schools, right, and you have basically – hour-long lesson after school with your instructors.
Absolutely. The core of the program is bringing golf to schools and community centers, and we become a partner of those facilities. It's as much about academics as it is about golf and lessons. So that's really what makes us unique when we're in the schools and we're teaching it to the kids in the sense that they're getting STEAM as it relates to the program, so science, technology, engineering, arts, and mathematics. They're learning about not only about golf, but how golf is played, how it works, and why it works. So, yeah, we're in the schools. We're in 3,400 of them now, and we set up sessions for these kids. And then after that, they're being transitioned to the golf courses in terms of camps and clinics and parent-child events. And we're transitioning almost 40% of our participants to the facilities. So
it's huge.
It's now, great. It's great to be able to do that.
Do you have a booth here?
No booth, just a bunch of meetings.
Okay, tons of meetings. Well, that's a good thing.
Oh,
So you've grown like crazy since we were all at a reunion, I think it was.
Yeah, I think we grew by about 90,000 kids this year.
90,000?
Good Lord.
Yep.
That's incredible. So you are growing the game.
I think everyone's growing the game. I think it's a term that can be thrown around pretty loosely, but I think what we're doing is we're growing participation And with that, we're kind of the bottom of the pyramid in terms of introductory level programs. Yeah, I mean, we don't concentrate.
And your after-school programs.
Yeah, after-school programs and then camps. So it's very introductory and recreational. And we don't concentrate on the competitive. You know, we have great initiatives for that. Drive, chip, putt. We have PGA Junior League Golf. Obviously, the PGA sections that won great tournaments for the kids, AJGA. So we're just at the bottom, and that's really where it's got to start.
How do we find you?
PlayTGA.com.
T like in Tom,
yep.
G like in golf, A like in
Apple.
Animal, easy.
Aardvark.
One of those
Aardvark.
Two.
Play TGA playtga.golf.com.
No, just playtga.com.
Playtga.com, and it's TGA Premier Golf is the name of the company.
That's correct.
And Joshua Jacobs is the founder and the CEO and a friend of ours and is truly growing the game. Thank you for what you do, pal.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate what you do.
Let's give it up for Josh Jacobs, TGA Golf.
Thank you, Josh.
Go Tigers.
Right.
Go Tigers.
No. The Clemson Tiger people are walking by now.
It's Auburn with a lake, baby.
Brendan's daughter goes to Clemson. We'll give a shout out.
Yep. Go Tigers.
Yep.
Sweeney spelled the wrong way in that town.
Yeah,
that's for damn sure.
Yeah, but you're still using Sweeney. You're saying Sweeney when you get reservations for dinner when you're at Clemson, aren't you?
Then you show up.
Yes, you do.
Sort of like using Frank Bassett.
Hey, cool. Whatever it takes, pal.
All right, let's take a little break. We'll get close up with Mr. Ferguson.
Let's do that. Let's get Steve Ferguson up here from the French Lick Resort. Steve Ferguson from the Cook Group. He's the big guy there.
Big kahuna.
And he also happens to support and own the French Lick Resort. We'll be right back. You're listening to Golf Talk America on PGAtour.com. Last 5 minutes with Mr. Steve Ferguson.
Thanks, man.
Oh, did you?
We're coming back. We've got bumper music, but we've got a lot of activity here on this stage. For the last 4 or 5 minutes that we have before Ann LaGoria comes on and does her show, the beautiful, the famous, the celebrity, it's her.
Pearl.
We've got somebody special joining us, somebody really special to Mr. Sweeney in a lot of ways, but somebody really special to me, a man who really kind of took Golf Talk America under their wing from the French Lick Resort and supported us when we were just a local Nashville radio show before we grew to two or three
more listeners.
I told
you we'd make you famous, Frank.
Yeah, you said you'd make us famous, and you did. I can't say our good friend because he is truly a friend. It's Mr. Steve Ferguson, chairman of the board of the Cook Group. Mr. Ferguson, good to see you.
It's good to see you. Thank you.
You're looking good.
Get that thing right up there, Steber.
Now can you hear me?
Oh, now we can hear you.
Can you hear me now?
You can hear me now. But, you know, it's been for all you do for golf and the promotion of golf, which that's what we need. We need more people playing, and we need more promotion, and you're out there all the time doing it. So you're the guy on the front line doing what we need. So thank you for doing that.
Thank you.
So can I get approval for that expense account?
Brendan, that was it.
That was it.
I saw Dave Harner, who's the director of golf operations and has been there forever. Dave, I said, how do you sign Brendan?
There's Jane Blaylock.
And he said, I put my hand over my eyes and just sign it. So there you go.
Jane Blaylock walking by the booth today.
Jane Blaylock. Hi, Jane. Good gracious.
So Jane had the
199 consecutive cuts made. Unbelievable.
From Rollins College.
160 on the PGA Tour. Nobody's even gotten close to Jane Blaylock. She's the best.
Hall of Famer.
And a Legends Hall of Famer.
Legends Hall of Fame can be found where?
In the West Baden Springs Hotel, deep in the heart of the Hoosier National Forest.
You betcha.
Yeah.
So, Steve, you've been coming down to this show for about the past 8 years. You've been kicking around tires so much. You've been looking at simulators. You've been looking at golf clubs. What catches your eye down here at the PGA Show?
Well, the fact that I think there are more people here. I think there are more booths here. I don't know. I haven't checked the number, but you just get the feel of more enthusiasm, which is really good. But it's, a couple of years ago, it was pretty solemn around. But people have a smile on their face and seem to be much more optimistic. So I'd say what catches my eye is the optimism I see in people.
So last year, we had a pretty special tournament. And it was the inaugural senior LPGA championship presented by Old National Bank. And you really took the initiative to make that championship something special. Tell me about the motivation behind it and the reasoning for us supporting the women's golf.
Well, I think there are two or three. Number one, the LPGA championship was played there twice. And then secondly, if you're going to grow golf, you've got to get women involved. And it's Agreed. Always seemed ridiculous to me that you had a senior PGA, but you didn't have a senior women's LPGA championship. It just seemed like such a gaping hole that we talked about a lot on how we could step forward and be a part of that and try and support it and get the championship on solid ground, make it something really special, and try and build on that for the future. So we are going to do it for at least 5 years, and that gives us an opportunity to build.
Cool.
That's Mr. Ferguson. The you're always out on the Pete Dye course every time I'm up there with your dog walking around, and you still walk a lot of that golf course, don't you, when you play?
Yeah, in fact, well, I played over Christmas down here. I got up and walked every day.
Wow.
Walked 18 for whatever it was, 17 straight days.
We're going to need to get Brendan to start doing that.
Well, I got to get Dave Horner to do it first. You know, we actually bought a couple of golf carts a few years ago, and we don't even know where they are now, the pull type, you know.
That's great. Well, we're here with Steve Ferguson, chairman of the board of the Cook Group that runs the French Lick Resort. We got to wrap it up here, but thanks for everything.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Ferguson.
Thank you.
A heartfelt thank you to Steve Ferguson.
Thanks for being a good son-in-law. I'll take that.
Yeah, Brendan.
Amy, if you're listening,
is his son-in-law.
It's going to take legal action to get rid of me.
For the first time all these years, I'd never met Amy. So he had me over, Brendan had me over to his house, and I know the family, I've met them. But he did ribs, and Amy and I sat there and just talked to her. She's a fabulous young lady. Your daughter's incredible.
Yeah, she's an experience.
She's sweet. I love her to death. Brendan Sweeney, I love you to death, pal. You're a great friend, and the French Lick Resort is an even better friend to Golf Talk America. For that, we thank you so, 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 so very much.
We have to leave here, and then we're heading up to the ING booth, where we are up for a video marketing award at 12:30.
Right.
So
that's right, and good luck.
Great. Day two of the Golf Talk America show, live from the PGA show, 2018 edition. Frank, thanks for all your support, buddy.
Hey,
Appreciate it.
You got it, for always. You're listening to Golf Talk America on PGAtour.com. We'll be back tomorrow with more from the PGA Merchandise Show. And hang in there and listen to some of these shows. They're fun stuff. Thanks to Susie Whaley, John Kozlowski.
Lisa Longball.
Lisa Longball is the best.
Michelle McGann.
Eight-time long drive champion. Unbelievable.
Compression, baby.
Yep, absolutely.
All right,
let's get out of here. Somebody play some music so we can get out of this show and let Ann LaGoria come up and do her show next. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.